But it's 7:30.
Since we're talking about the game, might as well get it.
Well,
I'm quite sure Mr. A didn't watch it, so we might as well open with that. It's a good game, though. I mean, first overtime was good. Second overtime was even more. What, Lakers came back from a 19-point deficit and then just came on and
In the fourth quarter. They were down 17 at half, which is when I kind of bugged out.
Lakers went to play last night.
Well, they're playing some good ball lately. They're four out of the last six or four out of the last 10 games, which is this time of the year you want to improve because after last night, they only got nine more regular season games to play. The season's about done. So you want to peak right now. So you can, you know, you can, if you got to, because we're going to be in the play in. And that's a single elimination game. If you end up nine, that means you got to win two games. You end up eight or seven or eight, you've got to win one. But right now, the Warriors are 10 and we're 9. Mavericks and the Suns, I think, are 7 or 8. So we end up playing the Warriors like 2 years ago, which we can beat the Warriors.
Right.
I caught a good chunk of the second overtime. So I caught Austin Reeves' three-pointer.
Yeah, he was
still the game. He was on fire.
He was on fire for a minute there. All of a sudden,
they've been calling him Larry Bird all day long on the talk shows.
Well, what's funny about it is like when we're in a double overtime, we're looking at this kid and Shayna goes, does he got to get permission slip to stay up this late?
That's the same thing. Laura said, she said, how old is he? I said, guy, 20, at least 25, 26 years old. He just looked like he's like Opie, huh?
That's what you look like when you're 25, 26.
Now he looks younger than that. He looks 14. That's why you try to put a little scruff around his face. It still don't help.
That's not going to help him. That's not going to help him.
He
don't even look as tall as he is. He looks small, but he's like 6'5".
He looks small, but when you're standing next to Anthony Davis and all them other cats, I get it.
Yeah, because AD tall. When even Rui's like 6'9". He doesn't look like he's a 6'9" guy, but he's 6'9".
Who was that tall, floppy dude they put in at the end? I can't remember his name with the
Jackson Hayes?
With the little fro.
The
blonde fro, yeah.
He's tall. With a blonde fro.
Huh?
A tall dude?
Yeah.
Like a mixed kid?
Yeah.
Jackson Hayes. He's a young center. We just got him. He can play. He's got a little game. He is a kid. He's only about 23.
Yeah, that kid. But there's another tall white dude. And I didn't want to say, I can't remember his name. Man, it'll come to me. Anyway, continue.
He must be far, far on the end of the bench.
Yeah, because he came out like in the very, very end just to post up for something.
Yeah, he kept to let the time run out so some of the other guys don't get an ankle hurt or something like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
But it was good. But I got to tell you, Leonard was playing too, man. Until he fouled out at the very end right there, he was holding it down. I got to give it to him.
Well, Dame, but yeah, we whooped it. Oh, I know you're talking about now. The guy's kid name is Colin Castleton. He can play. I've seen him. I forgot about him. He's far on the bench, but he can play, actually. He just can't get no time. Not ahead of these guys. But Dame was a downgrade when Milwaukee got him and they traded up Drew Holiday. I know he's Dame Lillard, Dame time and all that, but the boy don't play no D. And so down the stretch, I mean, AD blocked this shot twice. Docked me in overtime. Yeah. I saw that stuff this morning.
Yeah.
And we beat Milwaukee 2 weeks ago. And what's his name? Dinwiddie blocked his shot at the end of the game to win the game in LA.
We swept them
in the season series this round. It was a good quality win.
It was a good quality. And they played, look, let me tell you something about the Bucks last night, though. They were playing some good ball. The way they were passing and the way they were moving the ball towards the end right there, they played a lot. I will tell you, the way they looked and the way they were playing played a lot better than a lot of the professional basketball teams I've seen in a long time.
Giannis had a 29-point triple-double last night.
Yeah.
He had like 17, 18 boards. 10
a ball.
But of course, Austin Reed had a triple-double last night, and so did Anthony Davis. So it's just that's a lot of stuff to overcome. And D'Lo put up 29. So they was killing it last night. Oh, we got some juice. We got a back-to-back. We got to play tonight.
Okay.
It was
great to see Austin give himself some praise up there, going at the crowd, throwing his hands up. I'm like, all right, he a Laker now. He's a superstar now.
He was a superstar last year. He can ball.
He's part of the LA team.
Laker girls.
Laker girls.
Man, calm down.
What you talking about, Kevin Willis?
No, but the Lakers Buck games, Buck game, that was a really, really.
That was that's what everybody led with all the shows led with. They've been all day long with that.
Well, yeah, they kept calling they kept calling it at the end of the game. One dude said, "Welcome to March Madness." I was
like, yeah, pretty much.
Here we go.
Pretty much. It was exciting. It could have went either way, but it looks like at the end, I was like, they got some to the Bucks. It looked like they were walking in mud. They ran out of gas.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were at home.
Yeah.
Too much cheese up there, Milwaukee.
Well, since we're on sports, I know we've been kicking around with this Shohei Ohtani thing, and I've been just hearing bits and pieces of you know, about his partner or his whatever it was.
His interpreter.
$4.something million for him and betting on it. First of all, that's a big old no-no in baseball. We all know that. You don't come back.
You can gamble on him on baseball.
No, can't gamble on baseball. They coming for you on that one. And now.
Well,
they're saying the bets weren't on baseball though, right?
No,
right.
Now they're trying to see.
But they put out, but the stories are so conflicting, who knows?
Yeah.
But the baseball don't need this right now because the season just started.
No, it doesn't.
This guy's the biggest star, just paid him $700 million, an insane amount of money.
And then, of course, everybody has their conspiracy theories. Oh, the reason he delayed his money so he didn't gamble it all the way to begin.
Oh, that's stupid. You can't gamble
like,
that.
Here we
that
go, bad. Man. Here we go. But if I was getting that kind of money, I'm staying out of everybody's way. I'm hiding.
You got to do something different. But you got to understand, not the stereotyping, but the guy's Asian. They love the gamble, boss. It's something about the numbers. You know. But so when I heard about that, and in the end, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
But the contradiction came in. First, they said it was stolen. The first story came out and said that the guy
took
his money without him knowing about it. Yeah. And then come out later on and said that he paid a debt for him. But the thing about an illegal bookmaker there in LA. And like Colin Cowherd was saying, listen, if illegal bookmakers, you got legal bookmakers and you got illegal ones, and they're going to be all going to stay in business. So you may as well leave that tree alone. So anyway, but it's crazy. But then I started listening to other people talking about gambling in sports. It's like, since they got to allow everybody to bet on these games and different things, what's happening is rabid bettors are getting mad at players, getting mad at officials and stuff about losing money. You know what I mean? Threatening people. I mean,
I heard that too. I mean, a lot of these, even the coaches were getting threat if they weren't the coach of the thing or they put in a relief coach or whatever. It's like a whole big old thing. They were getting
threats. So it's a whole bunch of madness
house.
Going on because people are betting on everything. They got these everything. Apps and they bet. Listen, I was listening to a couple of guys. I think I would take them to the Lightning game. They was talking, but these dudes bet on everything. How many shots somebody gonna make?
Oh,
when you not make a shot, how long you make? Yep. They bet on everything, which I knew that because I used to work with a guy. The guy would bet on everything. I said, how do you do
this
that?
This is crazy, man.
The over and under at halftime, what the score is gonna be. They bet on everything.
Yeah.
And so it's fanatics. This article, the guy said, since they started with allowing the sports betting, last year there was $60 billion bet, and it's only going to go up from there. So how you going with that kind of money? How you going to control that? That's not a control, friends.
Yeah, you can't.
That's just absolutely bizarre.
Yeah, it's out of control. It's out of control.
I've had a few habits in my day, but gambling was never one of them.
Nope, not here.
There's better ways to get spent. If you're trying to waste your money, there's better ways to waste your money. I've never got into either.
Unless you're a professional gambler, but most people are not. They just kind of got the people and they go and get the head beat in.
They get the head beat in. That's the problem.
There's people out there who that's their job. That's their living, gambling. They do well at it, but they have enough money to back themselves up. If you drop $3,000 or $4,000 in one night, you go back and get it the next night. But if you just dropping the kids, you know, college fund or the grocery money, that kind of stuff. You just get off the fruit bus and go in the corner and play some dice and lose all the money Friday night when we get home. That's a whole nother story. Anyway, it's just me.
I'm one and done. Oh, I just lost this dollar. All right, let me go get it. Bye. I'm out. I'm never.
$5 on it. That was my last $5.
I'm never. My wife gambles more than I do.
So who's watching Who's watching March Madness?
Well,
it's 3:16 this week, right?
Yeah, we're getting down to it, but there's been a whole lot of upsets, you know. I know my bracket got busted.
Are you dead last now, Gene?
No, I'm not. I'm in third.
Dang.
Yeah, that's how bad it was. I mean, because think about it. you got Oregon who beat up on South Carolina. So that was it. But then when the Kentucky get, when Kentucky lost to 14 Oakland, I'm like, uh-oh, we all have problems.
Yeah, John Calipari and his guys.
Yeah, I was like, uh-oh, we got some issues now. And then it was just starting to crumble after that. And I was like, okay, so
that man may not have a job.
Wow.
No, I'm serious. He can't get them to the promised land. And the people are talking like, can we just pay the money and get them gone? Is the juice worth the squeeze at this point?
Well, it's the same thing. Like the Yale Auburn game was a great game to watch. I mean, it came down to the knuckle with Yale winning over Auburn 78-76. Then of course the Colorado Florida game, the Buffaloes came in and got a couple extra points off on Florida. So I thought that was good. Then you got the games like what Duke
and Vermont. That was a heartbreaker. I did catch that game.
Where Duke, beats up on Vermont. So you got games like that still. But, you got those. I mean, why is Houston throwing up 86 points against Longwood 46 in the final? I mean, come on. Let them people go home and eat their tacos now.
Man, it's March Madness. Listen, if you're that good a team, Houston's been a baller team the last couple of years. If they're not blowing out teams in those first couple rounds, is a problem.
Yeah,
because they know it's going to get even worse. So you go in and you know.
I know you go in and put the spanking on it.
You put the spanking on them. They're just glad to be here.
Yeah. Yeah,
if you can't send your band to go there, you just get glad to be there.
If you can't send your band to go,
you got fake band people out here now.
It's like the Purdue game, 106-67 against Utah State. I mean, they should really stop that one. 106. You didn't need those. They barely break 100 most time. What do you need to do that to them for, right? But I
caught a little bit of the LSU. What is the LSU? But on the women's side, I'm gonna have to catch some more of those games. They're good games.
They play some good
fundamentals. Angel dirty, try and do Caitlin Clark dirty, man. Y'all don't know. These people got to play. You let them play.
So what happened up then in Idaho with the team that was up there playing in Spokane? They end up, they put people up in the, they know any better to put people in a hotel in the state of Idaho.
Wait, what? I don't know this story.
So you guys don't know about the state of Idaho then?
No, I heard about it. There was some. Let's just say that's ground zero for a lot of militia.
All the right wings.
That's what we're talking.
Well, they put them up in some hotel, and the game was in Spokane, Washington, but they put them up in some hotel in Idaho, and they just got
Spokane.
Some they call them a lot of nasty names. They had to move out of the hotel. The girls,
what?
It was 1967 again.
Wow. Yeah.
We're full in Sweet 16 starting tomorrow, so I will be glued. I mean, I'm really hoping UConn can hang on to it.
I wonder why.
I'm just saying, hoping UConn. All right, UConn, let's go, UConn.
Awesome. He breaks out all his Husky gear. Wait a minute, where'd you get that? Don't ask questions.
Well, USF had to get a little run. It's just I'm done.
Yeah. You'll be all right. Get ready for the new season.
No, we're fine. We're good.
All right. Let's move over to a little bit of entertainment. First of all, I want to address what Mr. A don't put up on here called Diddy Runs Out of City. Diddy didn't run out of no city, man. Diddy was there. His plane was gone, but Diddy was in LA when he got raided. His sons were put into a handcuff, but Diddy was there. Although something's going on because he sold off his shares of Revolt this morning or yesterday. So he no longer is part owner of Revolt. But they're making a spectacle out of this, man. Raiding.
That's all they're doing. See, I really, that kind of stuff pissed me off. You know what I mean?
For some medicinal gummies, really?
And Call of Duty. That's what this is about?
It's about a whole bunch of stuff. I know it's all about the quote unquote Harvey Weinstein type stuff, but that's what I call it now. You think there's really a sexcapade happening in his realm? He got people bringing them people to the island,
men and women.
Oh man!
Someone said Cat Williams talked about it at one point during that interview, the 4-hour interview.
Yeah, but Cat Williams,
Cat
Williams got no credibility with me.
No, he wouldn't. Cat Williams ain't credibility with anybody.
Credibility with everything else. I ain't got. Listen,
he got no credit with me at
give
all.
Cat, give Cat a little bit more brown liquor. He's going to tell it all, but it could be embellished.
Yeah, he'll leave his listen, stuff out of it.
All I know is you can make a spectacle, but I ain't seen a coast-to-coast raid in a long time. That's some beginning of an action movie kind of stuff.
But how serious is it, A, that no one was arrested except for the mule guy, what they call him, and they pull up in all this riot gear and gun. Did they do that to Harvey? Did they do that to Jeffrey Epstein?
I mean, guns, drugs, and sex. What do you think was going to happen? And you get the drug mule
in Miami.
How do you think a RICO investigation goes down? You get the small fry. You get people to start snitching out the chain.
He already snitched.
They building a case.
This man don't flip 100 times in this deal. He's doing backflips right now. He's writing everybody's name down. I saw Neo deal. I saw Curtis deal.
I thought I sent you this. Have you seen the clip they use where it's Tom Brady sitting in court and he turns around, he's smiling at people, and they always make a new meme for it. So the meme is now R. Kelly sitting in prison when P. Diddy walks into the place.
That is wrong, man. And then you know how social media is, and everybody's like, well, which one of them next? I mean, come on, nah. Come on. First of all, I hope he's innocent. I feel for the people, but
this was not the week to be joyful at. They just dropped that documentary on the Nickelodeon issues
they did that,
back in the day. Man, this is not the week to be coming up with this kind of stuff. I'm just saying. Listen, everything innocent until proven guilty, but I hope you got a good lawyer.
Yeah, I just I just hate the fact that everybody was like, we track this plane, it's over in the Bahamas somewhere, but he's right here, man. Look, those guys are on their planes all the time. They charter their planes out to other people so the plane could actually keep rolling and making money. That man, his flight was here. His flight is there. He's running. He's out of the country. No, he's not out of the country. The man was right there on his phone walking around. Calm down. Y'all just keep making up all this stuff.
Mad about this?
No, I'm not mad.
You hot?
Here's what I don't like. I don't like walking out or waking up and we all starting in somebody else's social media world, because that's all it is. People living their life on social media. I know we go down this road every time I get on my talk box with it because it's dumb.
Here we go.
But we are mere actors in everybody else's social media world, and that sucks.
Here's the thing. Some people ain't in that world, because most people were talking about the Baltimore Bridge collapse, because that was the biggest story of the day.
That was.
At the end of the day, some people are like, oh, did you hear about Diddy? And like, what? What happened today? Now, a lot of people weren't talking about that. People were in a certain realm of like you said, social media. You tend to watch this stuff, and all of a sudden you just see it.
No. I didn't even see it. I didn't even see it on social media. It actually came across of a news feed on TV. So you can't say that you're trying to say that my ChatGPT is actually ChatBET? No, it's not.
Number one, you might need to turn that off, but that's fine. That's my conspiracy theory. They ain't going to AI me. They want me to turn everything on. I was like, I ain't ready. Nope. You can't make a sentence that's not three sentences later is the same sentence. I need you to calm down.
Oh, man.
Not going to do it. But yes, innocent to proven guilty. But listen, you don't do that unless A, you want to make a statement, and B, you're working on something. And they're on the case. We'll see what happens when it all starts coming out. But notice a lot of people ain't coming out in his defense. A lot of people just
sitting back. Just sitting back.
Sitting back, see what happens in the cut.
And waiting. Yeah, to see what happens in the cut. I get it.
So.
Anyway.
You done lost your money.